Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for May 2024 for each life path number. Before we get into it, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like a personalized numerology reading or your own personal forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path number four. So this month we're going to be working with the energy of the eight as well as fox energy. So with the eight, this has the potential to bring in opportunities to assume power in some area of life. Now, of course, this isn't power over another. This is about you stepping into something that empowers you, where you feel like you are in control of your destiny, where you feel like you are in control of a situation where you're meant to feel like you are in control of it. So this can be around, of course, career, how you show up to relationships, how you feel about yourself, your health, any area where you have felt disempowered. This energy can come in and really light the fire under you to, you know, take back the reins, to take control of the situation. Now, of course, there's always going to be things that we cannot control, right? And those things we have to learn to discern between that, what we can control and what we cannot control, surrender to what we can't control. But those areas where we are meant to be standing in our power, the eight comes in very almost forcefully and helps us to get there. So you could find opportunities for leadership coming in this month in a big way, whether that is, again, just authority over some area of your life that you have felt like it's gotten away from you, like you haven't had the sort of agency or the ability to stand in your power in that area. And it can be with another person. It can, again, be in your career. It can be in how you're showing up to the world, whatever. But there is some area of life this month that needs you to show up and show what you can do type of thing. So I would say also, this eight energy definitely brings in themes around finances, work, you know, and career. Definitely leadership opportunities. Again, I know I said that, but definitely leadership opportunities. So where is it that you are an expert, and where, you know, and how can you share that expertise? Because when we have the eight energy, it's all about sharing your wisdom, your expertise in helping another, right? Helping to uplift, empower, inspire another with that wisdom, with that expertise. And it's not about necessarily teaching the other person, although four energy is a teacher type of energy. It's not necessarily about being better than or, you know, whatever. It's about being an expert in that field or that area and being able to share that in a way where it's a resource for others. And so you could find this month that you're being asked to really get serious about some area of life where you have the wisdom, you have the knowledge, you have everything that you need that can really help to, again, uplift, empower, inspire another. So how are you using that? And how are you sharing that with the world? How are you contributing that? The eight helps you to see ways or find ways to do that. I would also say that, well, let me go back to finances and, like work. You could see opportunities for greater shifts in your finances. So, you know, depending on what it is that you need to sort of learn or experience, it could be highs or lows with your finances. The eight's going to come in and do its work wherever it needs to. So if there's a lesson that needs to be learned about overspending or deprivation, right? Like hoarding and not like spending your money. Then the eight's going to come in and give you those challenges around that area to help you to see there's a better way. And then it's up to you to take action and do it the better way. But you could very likely under an eight cycle have opportunities to step into a leadership role that has to do with your expertise, where you are in a position to share that in a way that can help others. And again, it doesn't always have to be about work or or for some kind of monetary reward. It can be, you know, maybe you have an opportunity to be a leader in some kind of volunteer work or mentorship or whatever the case may be, or relationship. Maybe it's with your children or something like that. It's always going to come back to the approach when it comes to eight energy, because with eight energy, there is that sort of shadow side of control and manipulation and the need for power, right? So it's going to be about your approach as well. So make sure that, you know, your approach is one of looking to uplift, empower, inspire the other, as opposed to trying to have power over or control the environment or the other person. The other thing I would say is settlements, contracts, they can all kind of be up for review at this time. Or you could see new contracts coming in now that help you to sort of grow and expand your area of expertise. So also assistance. You could see people in high places offer you assistance that maybe they haven't, that wasn't available before. And through that assistance, you have the opportunity to expand and to grow in your area of expertise. And you could see some great rewards come from that. So I would definitely say this is not a time to be like, I know how to do it, I do it better type thing, my way or the highway, which fours can sometimes fall into that mind frame. This is definitely a time for listening to what people who are experts in the area where you want to become the expert, listening to what they have to say, gaining, you know, expertise through their wisdom, through what they have to share with you. You might know the way to do it, but there's likely a smarter, not harder way to do it. And sometimes the four can get caught up in, this is the way I'm doing it, it's working, I know the way, I see the solution, I'm going to make it happen. But that's not always the best way. And this eight energy can, if you're open to it, it can really open the doors for you in a lot of ways to see great success, to work smarter, not harder, and to feel really fulfilled in, you know, how you're showing up and how you're sharing that expertise. Now with Fox energy, it's interesting because Fox brings in this, again, element of leadership, of fortitude and passion for whatever it is that they're doing, right? There's sort of this like buoyancy or jovial energy with Fox. You know, they're going to do the job, but they're going to do it with joy and pleasure and do it in the way that makes the most sense for them. And so there's definitely also this energy of curiosity. So I would say definitely be curious this month. Don't be so quick to, or don't be too quick to dismiss something because it goes against your beliefs or your values or what you quote unquote know to be true. You could be a little bit challenged this month to think differently, to see things differently, and to challenge yourself in being open to other people's wisdom and experiences and how to incorporate that into your own world. So beautiful energy fours this month has the potential to be very successful in the long run if you are open to doing things a little bit differently. So, and thinking bigger. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, fours. Bye for now.